Day 356, or December the 22nd. Deep down clean. Our thoughts today are rooted in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. As the last survivor of Christ's 12 disciples, John writes a series of 3 letters in addition to his gospel in the book of Revelation. His first letter agrees with several others in the New Testament that false teaching must be confronted. These heretics and their false teachings must be removed from the church. He refutes false teachers as he declares Jesus was indeed a fleshly man who our hands have touched. At that time, some were teaching that Jesus was just spirit and that someone else died on the cross, probably Simon of Cyrene. The heretics reasoned that as God is only spirit, his son must be exclusively spirit too. John denies this travesty of the truth by saying Jesus was definitely a physical man who is now in heaven and offers forgiveness of sins. As his children, we are to love one another. And now today's action step. The hospitals and surgeries of our country are overflowing with people who are burdened with guilt and need to be forgiven and to forgive others in return. Sadly, all the psychoanalyzing in the world cannot cleanse us from our sins. We are made in the image of God and naturally long to be renewed and cleansed to be like him again and have fellowship with him. Of course, the world doesn't use such spiritual language. That would give the game away. The Apostle John comes straight to the point in the first chapter of his letter with the verse we are focusing on today. This verse may be summed up with 3 phrases which describe the way to be forgiven and to be made right with God. 1. Confess or agree with God that you are wrong. 2. God will forgive us. 3. God will cleanse us. It's as simple as that. Don't make it complicated when God planned it simple.